creating and rekindling memories. NHR.
That is Kim Appleby and a song called GLAD. And talking about GLAD and the GLAD game, which is being performed at the Lace Market Theatre the 19th to the 21st of February, is the director of that particular, play. It's a one-woman show. But we'll find out more about that from Catherine Edwards. Good morning, Catherine.
Morning, Kev. Thank you so much for having me on.
Oh, and you know what?
Appropriate song for you to play as well.
Well, I thought it's part cheesy, but it sort of reflects really Phoebe's sort of persona, because she was so up tempo, so happy, and everything. Even though, you know, she was sort of hit by this terrible disease, diagnosis anyway. We'll get onto that very shortly. But it's your first time directing. So, what took you so long?
I don't know. I have been acting for a long time and done many, many plays at the Lace Market Theatre. And I think this sort of niggling feeling that I needed to be on the other side sort of started to emerge in the last year or so. And then I was given the opportunity, and I've always been a bit nervous about it. It's taking a leap to direct, but then the opportunity came up and I decided what a great thing to do and a brilliant play to do it with. So, yeah, I'm delighted and I'm having a lot of fun with it.
And it's just a gorgeous play. Now, I've not seen it before, but from what I've read and what I know about Phoebe Frances Brown is that, you know, she had got such a joy inside her as well. So tell us who Phoebe Frances Brown was.
So Phoebe was an actress living in Nottingham, and she was just getting started with her acting career. So she went to the television workshop and started there as a kid, and then went to university, and then started getting jobs after university and moved to London, and things were really starting to look up for her with auditions at the National Theatre and some television opportunities and things like that. So her career was going really, really well. And then sadly, at the age of, I think she was 26 when she got the diagnosis, she started feeling funny and went into hospital and sadly was diagnosed with this brain tumour, which was obviously devastating for her. But she channeled everything into writing this one-woman show, which she then performed at the Nottingham Playhouse in 2021. It was just after the theatres reopened after COVID.
Yeah.
And she performed it there and then again at Hampstead Theatre in London. And it's a brilliant play. It's sad what happened to her, and it's awful the diagnosis, but the way she deals with it is incredible. And the piece is just so raw and honest and full of all sorts of emotions that any human being would go through when faced with something like that. But she was such a vibrant, bright, funny person, and all that comes across in the play as well. So it's called The Glad Game because she's always looking for reasons to be glad despite what she's going through. And it's peppered with sort of moments talking about her family and her friends. And there's a particularly funny scene where she talks about cancer rehab gym, where she's so pleased to be the fittest in the class, even though all the others are pensioners and things like that. So it's a great play, and it's definitely well worth watching. It's such an important piece.
I think from what I've read, the GLAD game, wasn't that taken from Disney's Pollyanna or something?
Because yes.
I think she was a fan of that, wasn't she?
She was. In fact, the play opens with her talking about how she used to watch it as a child, and she used to wear her hair in pigtails and pretend that she was disabled, and she was a bit of a funny child, and she used to pretend to be Pollyanna. So then she explains about this in Pollyanna. She plays this game called the GLAD game, where she tries to make everyone happy by finding reasons to be glad, which sort of sums Phoebe up, really. She's the sort of person who just loves making other people laugh. She plays this game to sort of help her through what is a really dark time in her life. It's great. It's a really, really good play. And
If you could pick sort of any diagnosis, any disease, or anything like that, for an actor to be hit with this particular incurable tumour of the brain. I mean, it affected speech, language and memory, three things that an actor really depends on. That's so evil to, you know, sort of attack that part of the brain for someone like Phoebe.
Yes, and she talks about that in the play, that, you know, she gets really angry with her tumour because, you know, of all the things that she needs to be an actor, memory and learning lines and being able to talk is what you need, and it's affecting the left hand side of her brain, which affects all these things. But the amazing thing is that she just keeps going, because acting is what gives her life meaning. She loves it and she's passionate about it, and so she doesn't want to stop, and she continues, and she actually performs at the National Theatre even though she's got this brain tumour, and then she goes on to perform this one woman show. And in fact, the last time she performed it was in February 2022, and then she passed away in the April, so she was acting right up until the end of her life, which is just incredible. And I've been talking to her mum and her brother about her, who are both very much behind the piece, and they're just so incredibly proud that she did exactly what she wanted to do and lived her life to the full right up until the end, which was amazing, really.
And you mentioned her mum and her brother as well. I mean, they've been sort of very supportive of this production of it. And it's the first time the Glad Game's been performed in Nottingham since Phoebe performed it at the Playhouse, isn't it?
Yes, which is a huge responsibility and also an honour to be doing it. But I wanted to talk to Gail, her mum, before we took this on, to see how she felt about it, and she was absolutely delighted and is just thrilled to bits that we're putting it on and is really looking forward to it. She's coming to every single performance. She's very, very excited, and she's been to a couple of rehearsals, and she's just very, very encouraging and supportive, as are the original director and producer, Tessa Walker, directed it at the Playhouse, and she's been very helpful as well and is also coming to see it. So we've had a lot of support and encouragement, which is brilliant. But yes, it is the first time that it's been put on since Phoebe performed it. So yes, it's a big task for our lovely actress, Jen, to take on, but she's doing a fantastic job.
I tell you what, for your first time of directing, but you've took on a big ask, really, haven't you?
Yeah.
Even though it's one person, there's a lot in there riding on your shoulders.
Yes, definitely. It's definitely a big responsibility and not an easy one, but sorry, my dog's barking. it's a brilliant play. So, and I knew as soon as I read it that it was the one that I wanted to direct, because it, as a piece of theatre on its own, it pulls every single emotion. I think good theatre is something that really makes you laugh and cry in equal measure, and that's exactly what this does, which is why I love it. It really, really does. The audience will definitely be laughing as well as being sad and angry and frustrated with what the Phoebe's going through. So, and she actually gives the audience permission to laugh at the beginning of the play as well, which is quite interesting. She says, you know, I want you to laugh, please laugh, which is what, you know, she always wanted to do anyway. So yeah, but it's been a tough one, but I've absolutely loved it, and I've had a great team around me as well. Jen's fantastic actress, and then I've got brilliant sound and lighting and stage managing, etc. So as always with the Lace Market, there's brilliant creative team supporting you, so it's been a joy, really.
Absolutely. And the stage manager for this she knew Phoebe, didn't she, Jen?
Yes, so Jay Marriott is the stage manager, but she also introduced me to the play, and she was the one who thought that this would be a great one to put on at the Lace Market Theatre. And she knew of it because she actually taught Phoebe at school. She taught her drama at secondary school, and she knew a bit of her, and she knew that she would always do good things, and she was quite a character and made everyone laugh, etc. So, yeah, she saw the play, and then when she realised it was published and it hadn't been put on yet, she thought, well, what a great opportunity to bring the play right back to Nottingham, the home of Phoebe and put it on at the Lace Market Theatre, which is just the perfect space for it, really. It's such a lovely little intimate theatre for a one-woman show. And I think Jen is going to have everyone really engaged in what she's doing, so, and the story she tells. So, yeah, it's very exciting.
Now, you've mentioned Jen, of course. Jen White is playing Phoebe's role, really, if you like, in this one-woman show. Tell us a little bit about Jen.
So Jen has been a member of the Lace Market Theatre for a little while. She's done a few plays there before. She was in Hobson's Choice, I think, and Complete Female Stage Beauty a few years ago. So she's an experienced actress herself, and she was just the right person for the role. So when I that was the most important thing, really, and the thing I was most worried about was finding someone strong enough to take on this part, because not only does the actor need to engage the audience for over an hour on her own on stage, but she needs to have the right personality for Phoebe, which was someone who was really funny, really warm and really likable. And I had loads of lovely actresses come to audition. I was very lucky, and lots of strong actresses who could have taken on the part. But as soon as I saw Jen, I knew she was the right person for the part, because she had the right personality as much as anything else. She really did get us to warm to her, and she was funny and she made us laugh, which was essentially very important, because that's what Phoebe was all about. So I think Jen will do a good job. And I've said right from the beginning that, you know, she's not, this isn't a caricature of Phoebe. She's not trying to be Phoebe, but she's telling her story authentically. And in doing so, she needs to sort of just engage the audience and make them invite the audience on the journey with her, which she's doing really well. And it's no mean feat to perform and remember lines for that length of time. But she's done very, very well. And I'm very excited for people to see her performance and see her shine on stage.
And this is in the auditorium, isn't it? It's not upstairs in the sort
it
of...
It is.
So again, that is a big thing for one person to be on stage.
It is.
On the main stage, and to entertain and sort of create the right persona, if you like, for Phoebe, for that length of time as well. It's a big ask. So you've got to have a great actress for that.
Ordinarily, a play of this scale would be in the studio. So we have a studio space as well upstairs in the theatre. And normally plays that are sort of a one-woman show or a two-hander or something of a smaller scale would be performed in the studio. But we decided, because of the nature of this piece and it being about Phoebe's acting and that she loved to act, etc., we needed to do it on the main stage. And also because it's quite a stripped-back piece, we don't need a lot of... props or furniture or anything like that. We could literally pull down the set from the last play and just use it as it is, put up the lights, etc., and then put it on in between two set builds, essentially, which meant that we could sort of squeeze it, which is why we sort of squeezed it in straight after Things I Know to Be True. So that came down yesterday, basically. And we're going in today to sort of set up for next week, and then we've got a few days on the stage to get it all together. So it is quite unusual for the Lace Market Theatre to do a piece like this, but it just lends itself to that sort of environment, really, because it's about acting, it's about Phoebe being on the stage. So having that sort of stripped back theatre stage is going to be really good. And then we've got a couple of big boxes where she takes out costume and props and colourful things to throw around the stage. So yes, it's going to be quite creative and fun, I think.
And it's only on 3 days as well, so you've got to sort of have, if you like, a bigger audience space just to cram everybody in who wants to go and see it as well, 19th
Absolutely.
To the 21st.
Still tickets available, so yes, we definitely want to try and sell out if we can for those 3 days. So it's Thursday evening, Friday evening, and then Saturday matinee and evening, and then it's all over. And it's going to be fantastic.
I'm glad you brought the subject of tickets up. Where can people get tickets from, Catherine?
So the best way is probably just to go straight to the Lace Market Theatre website. So if you Google Lace Market Theatre, or go to, I think it's Lace Market gladtheatre.co.uk. And then you can quickly click on what's on. You'll see the Glad game. And it's very straightforward to then click on one of the timings and buy yourself some tickets. Or you can ring the box office. And again, the number is online. So that's the best way to do it.
Brilliant. And I always tell anybody, do it online. That way you can choose your seats as well. And you're guaranteed, definitely, you know where you're going to be sitting, and you're, yes, guaranteed a ticket as well.
And it's really straightforward. We've got a lovely new website, and you literally just click on the time, click on your seat, and then go to buy the ticket. So it should be very straightforward to do. Yeah.
It looks like it's going to be a brilliant 3 days. It's called The Glad Game. It's by Phoebe Frances Brown. Well, the F stood for Frances at that stage. Google it and find out what it was changed to, because I ain't telling you.
not on radio.
Not before 9 o'clock at night, or even 11 o'clock at night. So it's at the Lace Market Theatre, which is a gorgeous little theatre. If you've never been there before, go and visit. It's absolutely gorgeous. It's the gem of theatres because it's so well hidden. Once you find it, oh, you never want to leave it. It's on the 19th to the 21st of February, and it's going to be an absolute massive success, because it's all about Nottingham, basically, and you know, Nottingham is great. So Catherine, thank you so much for taking time out this morning. I shall let you get to the theatre, unless you're at the theatre at the moment, I'm not quite sure.
not yet, but I will be soon.
Cup of coffee and then off, something like that. Catherine, thank you so much, and I'll see you down there next week, because I cannot wait to see it. So.
Brilliant. Thanks for having me on. Cheers.
Thank you, Catherine. Take care now. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You know, the one thing that we are always looking for at NHR is willing volunteers. Whether it's presenting a show, visiting the wards, fundraising, or many other roles that we have, it's bound to be a rewarding experience. On top of that, you'll be having a positive impact on the time that people spend in hospital. So log on to nhradio.org.uk and go to the contact page and find out how you can get involved with us here at Nottingham Hospitals Radio.